Tom.
Patrick, let me turn this radio down in the background. Bernice is doing fine, and they've decided to operate on her on Thursday in the morning there, Patrick, so at least we're on the road.
I'm glad to hear she's doing okay. I hate that she's going to have surgery, but I'm glad it wasn't worse than it is.
If things go right, it's just a small incision in the neck, and they go in there and roto-rooter that carotid artery out, and hopefully it's successful. They said it's a very small incision, but it is a big artery, and I'll be glad to get it out of the way, I'll tell you that, so no more of those occur, and a lot of times they'll go to the brain and cause a real bad stroke.
Glad that is not what happened.
She's all right. She's disgruntled and unhappy. She's in the hospital, so that's a good sign. It's hard. It's hard on the family, and everybody knows that's ever been back and forth. Well, how was your day today on a brighter side?
It was good, but wet.
Day weather-wise, wasn't it? Well, I gotta make a trip to Anderson in the morning really, really early because I had to cancel my foot doctor appointment on Thursday because Bernice is going to have surgery. But they had a cancellation. I gotta be down there at 8:30 and I don't know what's a good time to start out on I-85 to get down there, and I don't think there's any other way to get down there, is there?
You can go other ways, but, I mean, it's a long ways around. You can go out 123.
Tell me like me, I've heard of 123, but I just surely don't know where that's at. My daughter from Michigan's going to drive me, but she drives like Mario Andretti, and there's supposed to be fog in the morning, by the way, they're forecasting. I don't like the idea of that. Speed and fog just don't cut it.
At least she's taking you, and no, speed and fog don't mix. But 123 is over where Gary lives. That's the four lane it runs through easily. It runs through easily, Clemson, all the way into Anderson.
You have to go 85 to get down to that?
That's how I cut across on Rutherford Road and get on 253 and then just a little bit on Whitehorse there and you're over there.
I was thinking about going down to Pleasantburg Drive on Wade Hampton and then go down to 85 there, that'd get around the Pelham Road part.
I'll tell you, because I don't go down that far.
Once you're clear of the west side of Greenville, from what I've experienced, it's been pretty nice after that. Everybody's driving 80 miles an hour, of course.
But I'm sure if you get on there every morning, there'll be several people to give you directions on what to do. So I wouldn't hesitate to ask before you left.
GPS built in, but it's got old maps. And I got a GPS on the windshield, which has new maps. And then I got a iPhone here that got Waze in. And Shelly's from Michigan, and they're used to that crud up there, you know, with the snow and the ice and cold weather and fog and all that, so hopefully she'll guide us there. Ooh, I'm hitting some fog over here right now.
Hit some fog on the way home, so just be careful, and hopefully it stopped raining down there by now.
Yeah, it did quite a while ago. I left early and went to Walmart and got some Mucinex because I'm still stopped up. And then Shelly, the daughter from Michigan, She stayed with her, and they're moving her to another room instead of that telemetry room. Observation, they're putting her in an inpatient room. And so I got to find that tomorrow. Boy, that's a maze. They need to have ways for the hospital down there. 900 rooms.
That's a lot of rooms.
And they say they're about all filled with COVID. Not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. I don't even know what to say about this stuff anymore.
I think I got in a bad spot, Patrick.
Sorry about that. I said, I don't even know what to say about this COVID mess anymore.
I have no idea. Shots, no shots. Everybody gets it anyway, so I'm thankful to be over it. Maybe my natural immunity is peaked right now, so that's a good thing. We had no idea Shelly was coming down, and she just decided last night that she'd jump on an airplane and come down here. I think she said there was four or five seats left. And so she's supposed to be teaching. She's a teacher, and she teaches in person, and she's got somebody filling in for her. But it seemed like both my daughters show up no matter what, and I'll tell you, it's very much appreciated. Amy was there all night, and she left this afternoon. And she was working with her computer online with GE. And so she can do that. And Shelly did some online. It's amazing what they do online now.
Yes. And when Mama's sick, most everybody will come running.
Saying that there's anyone in the world deserves it better than moms. They're very special, Patrick. Everybody's mom is. And Bernice is just kind and gentle and never complains about anything, although she doesn't like these hospital beds, and I never found one yet that I did either. Well, I see the lights hitting the fog now and then up there. It's not bad yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. It gets a little dicey in the morning anyways. That's what the weather stations were saying. Where are you at now?
My living room right now. Doing my clothes out and shipping some stuff back, getting ready for the net. Call it tonight. I think Chad's calling tonight.
But I don't know what time Shelly will get home because I still hadn't made the move to another room yet. But I'll turn the radio on. I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich at noon, and I'm really not that hungry tonight, but I got some bananas and French bread, and I had to stop and get that Mucinex, and I got one other thing. I can't remember what. Oh, a couple of donuts. Anyways, Patrick, you sure got a beautiful signal. That's a great antenna. And I'll talk to you later. I'm getting home here. And by the way, my neighbor was gracious enough to take care of our chickens for us. So that's good. So I got to jump out and get the mail. And you have a good night. And thanks for the blessings. We appreciate it and the prayers. KO4HKX N0TR 73, Patrick.
Definitely continue to pray for you guys. And y'all take care. And if there's anything we can do, I'll do my best. Let's put it that way.
Where's that LK?
Hello, Shane. I'll sit here for a second with you. I'm just going to jump out and get the mail, you know. I don't know if you heard or not, but Bernice had a stroke in her right eye, and they're going to do surgery on her Thursday to open up that carotid artery.
What came in the tail end of the conversation? I'm sorry to hear that. I'll definitely be praying for her. And the same thing, let us know if we can do anything.
Nice to have good friends on the radio, or anytime. Appreciate it, Shane. And I miss talking to you in the evening, but it's been a real strain. Last night, I was just about as low as I could go, I think. I would just give out. We'd been to retina doctors and all of that, and then he sent us to the emergency room, and then we went up to a telemetry room and all kinds of tests, but the MRI come back clear on her brain today, and so that was a blessing. And the CT scan showed that she had a 90% blockage, which it went from 68% to 90% since October. And we've been having it checked every 6 months. Just don't make any sense, does it?
Some of these things can stay hidden for a while, though. But I'm glad they were able to catch it. But I hope everything works out. I appreciate you letting me jump in there and just give that comment there. I'll definitely be thinking about you and praying for you.
And enjoy talking to you, and you have a safe night out there. Like I told Patrick, they're forecasting fog, so be careful, buddy. In 4ZLK in 0TR73.
4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, take care, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. KO4HKX.
Patrick.
Good to hear you today.
Hear you too. Yeah, I haven't been on the radio. Just turned it on back here and heard you guys and caught the tail end of it. So I was trying to listen. I was going to see if I could jump in and catch him before he got out of there to find out, but didn't want to be nosy. But anyway, I hope you're all right.
Just trying to get some paperwork done. I got some emails I got to send out. I got to send some emails to DTY and his brother and try to get caught up on a few things this evening.
I'm glad you made it home. I don't know if the fog moved in before you got home, but it looks foggy out there tonight.
Pretty heavy right around the mountain, but once you got up the mountain, it cleared up. Just that pull up the mountain was like pea soup.
Like a barrier sometimes. Once you get over the top, it clears up. It can be sunshiny up there, and you come down into the rain. The clouds just kind of hang there at that altitude and lower.
And it was cloudy down here, and when I got up to the Bob's Creek exit there, sun's coming out. I drove the rest of the way home in overcast skies.
Email Daniel. Make sure you say hello from me for me. Did I say that right? I haven't talked to him in a while.
I seem to get tongue-tied on here sometimes.
Guys, have a good evening. I might check back in on the net. Anyway, just wanted to say hello. Heard you in here. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
And you have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you on the analog. Take care. You and Beth have a good one. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
You and Miss Elise. N4ZLK. Clear.